Dodson and Fogg, of course, did not share Mr. Wardle's hopes for my well-being, and I received a refresher of their intentions some while later whilst dining with my friends at the George and Vulture.
Winkle, you are unusually somber. You need not fret about my troubles, you know.
I'm not.
Oh.
But I received word that the beauteous Arabella has been taken away to Bristol by her aunt, who intends her for another.
Mr. Pickwick, have you learned yet the date of your trial?
Beg pardon, but I think you're about to find out, sir. There's a person outside with some bits of paper. Shall I show him in?
The law don't need to be shown in, Boots.
You call me Boots and I'll pitch you out the window.
Quiet, Sam. Dodson, how dare you march into my private rooms?
I want their Majesties Tupman, Snodgrass and Winkle. Which is which?
Don't tell him, Snodgrass.
Yeah. Thank you, Winkle.
Then you'll be Tracy Tupman. Here's your subpoena in Bardell and Pickwick. And here's your shilling. Similar for Nathaniel Winkle.
What? Oh.
Augustus Snodgrass.
Ah.
And Samuel Weller.
Eh?
The shillings for expenses.
Do you mean to say that you intend to criminate me upon the testimony of my own friends?
You'll find out today week at the sessions.
Show the scoundrel out, Sam.
With pleasure, sir. Mind that top step, Mr. Dodson.
Step! Oh!
So the waiting is over at last. Capital. And today week, I believe, is February the 14th. Valentine's Day, eh, Sam?
Yes, Sam. When Cupid draws back his bow and pierces the hearts of young lovers.
He shoots his arrow in the air and it lands, for example...
At the door of a house in Ipswich, eh, Sam?
Ipswich? Ipswich? Fair riddle, that. That's no good, gents. You've got me beat hands down. So, I hope you will accept of me as your Valentine. Yours faithfully. Oh, no, that won't do.
Here's a pint of porter to help your inspiration, Sammy. Though I'm sorry to see you thinking the wedded state is all very capital.
I ain't a gonna be wedded.
Good. Read it out, then. I'm a very good judge of a billy-doo.
All right, but no interrupting. Lovely creature.
It ain't in poetry, is it?
No, it ain't in poetry.